אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות.
We are reading selected excerpts on the topic of the 9th of Av. We'll continue from excerpt number 2 and we'll remind you that you can ask questions live on Kabla.tv. Relevant questions may be aired. This is quote number 2, quote from the bright light. With all his might, he invented this ploy that through which the reality of perception will appear in the lower ones. And this is what is called in the words of the sages, and he created darkness from the words bo'e, darkness. Come and see darkness, meaning the prevention of light and our weak grasp of it, which is understood to us as darkness, is the true reason for perceiving the light. As it is said, the advantage of light comes out of darkness, meaning our whole perception of light comes from darkness.
That's why the upper one is called Boreh. Come in, because Boreh, the creator of darkness, as through darkness, the lack of perception, the lack of understanding, the lack of feeling, but the feeling of the lack in that is actually all the reality of the created being. Okay, questions? None. Wonderful. And also from the world clear, none? Only Tzvika forgot to put his hand on. Well, we'll ask.
I need to understand. You're saying the Creator created darkness or he created light?
No, the emanator of light and the creator of darkness.
So if he emanates light, Yotzer, or light, what's the difference between the word Yotzer, emanates, and creates? It's,
the light was already there, it was ready.
So, what does it mean, create darkness? What is that?
Darkness is creation. You don't see, with all his ability, he invented a way in which, through it, a perception would of reality would be possible for the lower one through his illuminations in this new invention. There was no perception in this. Nevertheless, in his illumination, in this period. And this way is called by the sages the creator of darkness, meaning he created especially something that is called darkness. I don't know what darkness is. For me, it's darkness, like here now outside, where I don't see with my eyes something. It's not darkness. And some kind of meaning to the way we say it. Darkness is a lack of understanding, a lack of feeling, lack of perception. I don't know. But something that's lacking. From the language of come and see darkness. That's why it's called Boreh. Boreh, come and see. Come and see what? Darkness. Meaning, the prevention of light, the detaining of the light and the weakening of the grip in it, which is a little higher degree, but first the prevention where we feel that it's there, but it's not possible for us to hold on to it, which is meant to us as darkness. So who's this understood to? Talk to people in the street, they don't have this. It's not for everyone. It's to those who are called the created beings, the creatures. And it is the reason for the perception of light. And this is the secret of the advantage of light out of darkness. Meaning our whole perception of light stems from the darkness.
But the darkness is not created for all. Then for who?
To one who is worthy of coming to the light. I won't wait until you think of something. That can be in 10 years from now.
No, but it says those who deserve. Who deserves? That's what I'm asking.
That's according to the root of the soul. I'm saying this seriously. There are people that have a deficiency for the feeling of the light. For a feeling of the Creator, to attain the Creator, it doesn't matter in what ways. And they are worthy of feeling the darkness. Now the question is darkness, is the darkness that they feel not repulsive towards them, but nevertheless they want through it to move to the light, and they don't care about anything because you can see it's the advantage of light out of darkness, where every single light that we attain is only out of the previous darkness, that the Creator is come and see. It's first come and then see.
So what keeps us to really go through this darkness? Darkness is darkness.
What holds us? Because you want to do it alone, and it's impossible. At least in the ten, several tens, even better. And in an annulment of yourself, and the darkness itself helps you nullify yourself, because it shows you that you don't understand, you don't know anything. So what are you jumping? Yes, I nevertheless want to receive now, but you can't, you don't have the kelim. No, we want. It's like you don't understand that this doesn't depend on the Creator. It depends on the how suited you are, and accordingly you, according to that darkness, you see the light. And the light and darkness is the same phenomena. It's just the face and the posterior of it, the panim and the achorim.
To ask you a simple question, if I have a lot of darkness in life, what am I supposed to do? Just stay with it, or what?
I don't know what darkness you're talking about. What, the darkness in your eyes?
Darkness, you know, everything, from everything.
You didn't get more money in your salary.
That's darkness too.
This is it. That's it. This far. We're not talking about you here.
So
go to your manager.
So what do I do with the darkness? It's going to give me more darkness.
We will go to our manager, and you go to your manager. There's no questions, right? Yes, there are.
According to the excerpt, we get the darkness in order to get the light.
According to this verse, we receive the darkness in order to change such that instead of the darkness, we will see the light.
So if I'm in darkness and then I have the ability to change, it means that still that I feel love.
I don't know, now you're already philosophizing, and nothing is written about that here. Love, not love. You can add whatever you want to it. Just don't confuse us. 3.
Excerpt number 3. This is from Rabash concerning branch and root. We should know that the Creator created the night, and He certainly created it for a purpose, which is to do good to His creations. Therefore, each one is asking, why did He create darkness, which is night? After all, according to the purpose of creation, He should have created only day and not night. The verse says, and there was evening and there was morning one day. That is, specifically through both, which are night and day, comes one day. However, the night was created deliberately as not illuminating without corrections, in order to perform the corrections that the night reveals to a person. This is so because the kelim are founded over the sensation of darkness. These are needed in order for them to have a need for the Creator to help them. Otherwise, there is no need for the Creator's salvation. That is, at that time there is no need for the Torah, which is regarded as the light in it reforms him.
There's a force called the reforming light, which helps us correct our qualities in such a way that the darkness that was apparent to me will now become light. There is no darkness. It's our vessels that are hiding the light. This is why the whole matter is that we're not praying, give me light, but give me correction, as in the current state I will reveal the light. because there is no darkness whatsoever. In the world, there is no darkness. Our vessels are hiding, they're corrupting everything. Is that clear? There are no questions, right? Yes,
Michael. So we're asking for correction or forced to keep working despite the darkness?
There's no difference, because what's the correction? I'm not asking, can we ask to correct the light? Yes, I want to correct myself, and instead of that, see darkness, which is the same darkness, but for me to reveal that it's not darkness, but rather the light in my corrected vessels, so that I will be able to be more adhered to the Creator by this, bring Him contentment and so forth. Why can't we say that in a simple way?
What's the difference in terms of the request? What's the difference in my vessels?
The correction of the vessels. What else do we need?
But what does that mean?
The upper light is in absolute rest in every place. That's the only thing we need to correct. And that's all the places where we're in absolute concealment. We'll invert it to light.
What's the difference? What in the Kli goes through this change in the terms of the request for correction?
The quality of reception which inverts to in order to bestow.
How? What's changing there?
The correction of the Kli. There's nothing but that. Nothing outside of me will change. I only need to change my qualities from in order to receive to in order to bestow.
Is it by gadlut, by work, what?
By all the means that you have, by your forces to do. But you will change altogether. And then you will see that you were in the light. Only according to your kelim, it seemed like darkness. And slowly, slowly, your vessels are corrected, and you start to see that a little more light. Well, you're filled with the light of Ein Sof. It's all darkness will shine as light. What changed? I changed. The world was corrupted, now it's corrected. I was corrupted, and now I'm corrected. That's it. Well,
and inside that, the 10 is like a means that is supposed to make it easier on me, or what?
No, the 10 cannot. The 10 needs to show me how uncorrected I am, according to the vessels of mine and of the 10, I depict to myself the extent in which I am distant from the qualities of the light. That's the true salvation, as the Creator shattered the general Kli, and now, according to the measurement between my vessels and your vessels and his, I can say to which extent my qualities are different than the light, even though relative to the light I can't measure a thing. Towards you, towards him, and so on, I can measure. And then I say that to that extent I am different, and in what to what extent I am not yet close to the light. This is why our work is between us, but in truth, it's towards the light.
So with respect to the light, you cannot measure, and with respect to the 10, it's unclear where there's a transition of at least one change. It's in working with the 10, it's not clear where the chain is, where is the that measure.
You still don't know. That's in the love of friends, in the love of the created beings. That's where it happens. The more you get closer to them, connect to them, think about them more, you get closer to bestowal, to the Creator. You don't enter yet. But to the extent in which you begin to feel that I love the friend somewhat as I love myself, to that extent, you're already connected to the Creator. That's how it works. You don't have anything else. Meaning, don't say that you don't have means. The fact that you have a 10 and guidance and the ability to do all that we have in us. What we have, it's there. It's a dream for all the Kabbalists from all the generations to have what we have. Okay? Let's go.
Excerpt number 4. This is from Zohar for All. There is no light except for that which comes out of that darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work.
We are not capable of building discernments, qualities, relationships, measurements, nothing. Only out of the darkness, the shattering, out of the opposite things from the light. And what are the opposite things? We also don't know. Then we are brought to the group, to the study, to all kinds of events, and then we start to receive the ascents, descents, and all kinds of states, also each inside himself and also between us. And the main thing here is to understand that the Creator is doing this. There's none else besides Him who's doing all these exercises upon us, and we need in true seriousness to relate to all the smallest states that we're experiencing here, that there's no good that doesn't emerge from bad, and there's no light that doesn't emerge from darkness. A person has to enter into the evil and to leave it and to pass through it, and then through the connection and disconnection from the evil and from reaching the good, then in such a way one can receive the new vessels for revealing the Creator. And in the revelation of the Creator, he needs to understand that there will be both good and bad together, that these things will support one another, and that's why without bad, there won't be any bad, only, but also good, meaning it holds on and operates for the sake of revelation. Okay? Yes.
Rav, what do we do if recently it's not clear the difference between darkness and light?
There are periods where a person can't differentiate between darkness and light, and good and evil, or because it's either because everything appears as bad to him or everything appears good to him. If he justifies the Creator, then everything's good. What bad are you talking about? Yes, and then we have such a period because it's a time, because it's a period. It's not done because you're not at the end of correction yet. Well, you're thinking that way, where even though all kinds of things are being revealed that are unpleasant, maybe even bad ones, you can justify them. Not that he's such a hero, but from above, it's done to him, so that he will see that there are also such states. And he can learn from them. Yes?
There's such a confusion I'll just describe something. If I talk too much, just stop me. A while ago, we decided in the 10 that our Zoom meetings are as important as the morning lesson. We commit to come to all the Zooms just like that, without a lot of mind.
You are most successful.
We try.
Dion always goes like that. He always sets it up like that at 11:30. I'm not capable. On purpose, he put something there on my schedule.
Yesterday there was a situation where I couldn't be there at 11:30, and yes. I was in this silly meeting at work with can't be with the friends, and then the feeling, this bad feeling, walked with me for hours.
Nice.
After I heard you now speak, I thought, I don't know, maybe it's good, maybe it's okay, because yearning awakened.
Okay.
Is that good? Is it bad?
And there's this and there's that. You can't erase one thing at the expense of the other. You see, this and that comes together, and then between the two of them, you discover the Creator. If darkness will pass and disappear, you won't feel the light. So darkness has to be as the foundation, as the background upon which you discover the light. You can't without the klipot, with all those things, to reveal the holiness. There's a place for everything, because towards the created beings, they can't feel the phenomena itself, only one against the other.
This means that basically in my ordinary vessels of reception, I'll never know how to discern between good and bad spiritually. I have to bring some other mind to this.
No, don't worry. The main thing is to just justify that there needs to also be darkness, just like there needs to be light, and both have an equal measure, an equal weight. And between the two of them, you just mean to bring contentment through the friends to the Creator. Okay? Let's go.
Excerpt number 5. This is from Babylonian Talmud. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva once went to Jerusalem. When they reached Mount of the Tzofim, they tore their clothes. And since they reached the Temple Mount and saw a fox coming out of the Holy of Holies, then they started crying, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. They told him, "Why are you laughing?" He told them, "Why are you crying?" They told him the place where it says, the foreigner that comes close will die, and now foxes went there and we will not cry. He told them, "This is why I'm laughing. As it is written, and there are loyal witnesses to me, Uriah the priest and Zechariah, and until the prophet of Uriah took place, I was afraid that the prophet of Zechariah will not take place. But now, when the prophecy of Uriah took place, knowing that the prophecy of Zechariah takes place, Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu. You have comfort us."
Meaning we can cry, and we can be afraid of the ruin and the destructions. Of course, there are also corrections, those fears, those efforts that we make. But if it's done, despite our resistance, despite our attraction, the correction, if it's done, we need to bless and continue from the state, not continue sitting and crying like the people of Israel like to do. Cry and cry, what are we crying about? Instead of correcting, they cry. And this doesn't help. This is the things that the Creator hates. As if we're crying, we're blaming him for causing. After all, there's none else besides him, that he caused us these ruins. As he caused us the Holocaust, he caused everything for us, yes? Or who else did it? If there's none else besides him, instead of blaming all the other sources, we need to blame ourselves only. Meaning what's happening here is that the balance of forces, our spiritual forces, are operating on us to get us closer to one another. But we don't want to get closer to one another. So what do? So he sends anti-Semites at us. And the anti-Semites operate on us. They scare, they scream, they curse, whatnot. Why? Because we're inviting those bad forces upon us because we don't want to connect between us. So they come and want to connect us together forcefully. With force. If we were to connect, we wouldn't feel any pressure from them. Look, do, please, try. Altogether, these are forces that are operating in the system. Is this clear? It's clear. That's the source of anti-Semitism. Who does this? The Creator. Why? How else can he bring the Jews closer? There's no choice. If they don't want by the good force, they can be advanced by an external force which influences in such a way, in a bad way. Hence, if you want to get rid of all these threats of the upcoming Holocaust, please connect as much as possible, and you will see that the moment you start engaging in that, you will see how much those threats and all those problems will start to weaken. Start connecting even more between you. You will start to feel the extent in which the anti-Semites specifically will be for you. They'll be on your side. And all the nations more and more, to the extent in which we connect and begin to pass on to them the light, as we learn, let's say today, that through the Achap of Keter comes the illumination to the Galgata and Enaim of Abba V'Ima of Nikudim, and connects them and raises them to Gadlut Aleph, to the first Gadlut. Yes? That's how they felt. They will feel that they're receiving the light from us, and that will raise them to a higher degree. As through us, life comes. And if not, what remains for them? Just as we see also from this situation between the Galgalta and Naim of the lower and the Achap of the upper. So if the light does not shine from the upper to the lower, the deficiencies accumulate in the lower one and it starts to pressure the upper to awaken it in a bad way. And also from us, when the illumination doesn't come like from the Achap of the upper to the Golgata and Naim of the lower, they feel that from us bad is coming and not good, which they expect. Subconsciously, that's how it is between the vessels. This is why all the anti-Semitism which is rising, I'm sorry to say this, but it's not that any one of them is inventing it. These are laws of nature. We can see this happening for millennia, that the same thing is repeating itself. Nothing new is happening here. And we are in a new era, as we can awaken the Jews to bestow to everyone and also to the nations of the world. We can explain what's happening. Yes, Dudy?
Can you explain the relationship between Israel and the nations of the world according to the drawing of the Pticha? Can you show that relationship?
Of course.
Okay.
Am Israel.
The people of Israel.
Umot ha'olam. Ken?
The nations of the world. Yes?
Umot ha'olam.
The nations of the world. Is that clear that way? Yes, Dudi? That's it. The nations of the world. And this, the people of Israel, the nation of Israel. Well, if we were to truly operate in the right way and bring them illumination, and they would connect to us, their Galgalta Einayim with our Achab, so what is good? We would be connected. But if we don't do this, then they have here in their state, then they have a question here. According to nature, the reforming light is supposed to come from us. They're constantly looking at us. They don't even know why. They themselves don't know. But instinctively, it's directed that way by nature. You see this throughout history. What can you do? So they're expecting something from us, and there's nothing. Look what Henry Ford says. Look how much they wrote about this. All those wise people of the nations of the world, that the Jews have to open up to all the nations of the world the sources of upper wisdom, how to exist, how to come to something, what life is for, and so on, and they're blocking it. So what are you asking?
What is our achab? What is their gagalta enayim?
Our achab is, how should I say it? You can't, let's put it this way, those qualities within which we can be in contact with the nations of the world. Yes? Those qualities. Altogether, we just need to connect and to pass to them the method of correction. But to the extent that we are connected, meaning we have a simple thing here, we need to be connected between us. That's first of all. That's number one. After we have this, we need to begin to connect with them. That's number two, the second thing. Like Baal HaSulam writes, that then the best amongst them will also start to move more and more towards us and connect. That's it. So what are you asking?
What is this layer of Galgalta Einayim and Achab number two? What is that connection?
This connection is where we and the great, the good ones amongst them, the better ones among them, the good ones from amongst the nations of the world.
Who are those good ones from the nations of the world?
Baal HaSulam talks about that. In the pyramid, they're like that. In every thing, you have 4 degrees, 4 levels. So they're the best of them, they're a little worse, and the worst are than them, and the worst of all. That's how it is. So we need to connect to those that are relatively closer to us. Now, the ones that are close to us doesn't necessarily mean that they love us or want to connect to us, but rather are more capable of understanding us. Because today we are in the shattering. So it could be that those anti-Semites, specifically, that have a brain, not that are fanatical, that they can be more connected to us, to the same process. Because we want to explain to them that here there's a law of nature operating. Well, that's what we need to work against. We need to come to a state in which we manage the forces that are in their hands, that are in our hands, that came to our hands. Let's manage this together. We can. The fact that you will do a Holocaust, you won't benefit at all. But by us come to war against you, also nothing will happen. Good will come from that. There has to be an action here towards correction.
The people of Israel is who? What? It's Bnei Baruch, the Kabbalists, or it's what?
Yes. Here, in this red, we're talking only about the bestowal of the wisdom of Kabbalah towards the nations. Let's say the wisdom of connection, not Kabbalah, but connection.
So where are the Jews here that don't have a point in the heart? Not the Kabbalists.
They're not here. There isn't. We take into account only those who are capable of working either to a plus or to a minus. Also relative to the nations of the world, I'm not writing here in Galgat Einayim. What did I write in Galgat Einayim? The good ones from amongst the nations of the world. You understand? What's written in the red? It's written Bnei Baruch.
We work directly towards the nations of the world then?
We need to operate towards them directly.
And where is the people of Israel?
There's no nation of Israel. What are you talking about? The nations of Israel are sitting and doing anything. Nothing.
So how are they different from the nations of the world?
No, they don't want to hear. Because what do you want to explain to the people of Israel? You're trying to do this for a long time already. In other words, you want to explain to them that they're to blame for what's happening.
Where are they in the drawing, those who are to blame?
I can't enter it into the drawing.
Why?
Because this drawing is a drawing of the desires that are for or against the method of correction. The people of Israel that you mean has no attitude towards or any opinion towards correction at all.
Yeah, but it's still part of the system.
But you can't enter that here. Here I'm drawing the forces. It has no force. It has a beastly force, and that's it.
So why we put so much emphasis on dissemination to the corporeal people of Israel?
We must disseminate. Otherwise, who will you disseminate to? I'm hoping that you will disseminate this thing also in all directions, also to the nations of the world, especially English, Spanish, Russian, other languages. We must do this. In Europe, this needs to be clear. In England, in Europe, and in the United States, and in South America, in Russia.
Yeah, but proportions in terms of resources, manpower, etc., we put a lot more effort in Israel than overseas.
There is no choice, because nevertheless, in Israel, even though it's few that are awakening, it's still a force. It's a force. It's nevertheless, it's that seed from which where bestowal has to go out from. Whether it's negative, positive, doesn't matter. They have to know about their role, and it's very important.
So back to Dudi's question, that a potential seed is not in the drawing somewhere?
The potential one from the people of Israel?
Yes.
No, not yet, because it doesn't have any force yet, not positive nor negative yet. Here I drew the parts of the souls, the part of all the souls that have some belonging, some connection to the correction.
So the corporeal people of Israel is in potential.
The corporeal people of Israel is sitting in some coffee shop and goes out to some kind of protest. Oh, they go to the elections every year. Yes. That's what they're in.
So I still don't understand. Why do we prioritize the corporeal people of Israel over the nations of the world?
Because according to the power of the correction, if Israel would awaken more, it would bring forth a lot more benefit, let's say from 1,000 people that awaken in Israel versus 1,000 that would awaken in the nations of the world.
Where is it easier to make the correction?
I don't know where it's easy. I have to influence and bestow to this and to that. I don't know. In the nations of the world, there are different vessels. The forces that you need to invest are such that in Israel, it's a little different. In Israel, you have a qualitative problem in bestowing upon the audience. And in the nations of the world, you have a quantitative problem with disseminating to them. In Israel, you won't be let to bestow anything in any place.
Where is the correction easier, in the nations of the world or in Israel, corporeal ones?
It seems to me that in the nations of the world, but for the time being, I don't know. In short, you need to feel that more because you are there.
So the question is whether we're not supposed to follow what's working from light to heavy.
I don't know. In truth, I don't know. If you're asking as of today, I think that all our forces need to be spread both to this and that. We need to try and explain to all, let's say, the whole modern world, which is European, British, English speakers, Americas, where what the correction is and why anti-Semitism exists in this increasing attitude towards Jews. And we have to do this to the Jews of all the nations and to the people of Israel, that are in Israel. And we're trying to do that. When will we feel the benefit? When they come to beat us up. What do you think? You'll get a good response from them? They'll say to you, thank you very much? No. As much as you advertise the method of connection, of correction, it obligates people, and they won't want it the first time, but slowly, a little more and a little more. But the calculation, the math, is the sum adds up and accumulates. Moscow.
Rav, if we look at if we move from the drawing to us, who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, in every moment we discover ourselves in a certain state coming from the Creator. And so it's a bit difficult to understand. In every given moment that I feel depends on me, I imagine myself, the group as a whole, or some group effort to feel the Creator, to feel a group as me, or to relate everything to the Creator. What is the work that needs to be done at every given moment?
I don't know. I'm really weary of telling you what to do, because you're in a special situation. You yourselves need to choose, but in a delicate manner, what can be done in order to advertise the method of correction of the world. It has to be in a very delicate way, and it's best if you're not identified, and I don't know. There's a big question to me on this, and I can't recommend anything. I can't. I also don't think that it's so much of a problem for you to advertise it in Russia and that it will help so much, because it's not an area where there's these things are truly standing out and clarified like in America or Europe. In the matter of anti-Semitism, relatively it's a calm area, and in the correction we need to advertise the method of correction not through anti-Semitism but through the correction of the world, through connection, that there's no choice, through the world is round and we must get closer to nature, otherwise we are destroying nature. Look at what's happening. You have such details today, such data today that is truly scary, from nature that is truly in a fatal state, and this is where we need to, because our bad forces are destroying everything. I think from that point we need to act in our dissemination out of even learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it's teaching you that the world needs to be integral, meaning connection. And in connection, you want to explain to the Russian people that we must nevertheless think of how we adapt ourselves to nature in a connection between us. Okay?
And announcements, the evening lesson, 5:30 p.m. Israel time, live lesson with Rav Lightman. You're invited to watch on KabbalahGroup.info. Thanks to the TV viewers. Have a good day. And the new courses in Kabbalah La'am College, new introductory events will take place in various cities in Israel. For details, call 1-700-509-209 or go to kab.co.il for details. From unity to one, the Kabbalah Congress in Moldova. We're inviting all the Kabbalah students to Chisinau, Moldova, to the Congress that will take place from the 6th to through the 8th of September. Go to kabbalah.info/convention for details.